Chris Daughtry's on the show. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Excellent. We were just having a conversation, like, which one song would you put forward as a masterpiece where you wouldn't change one note?
Right.
Ooh.
It's a tough question, isn't it?
Right.
Just one.
Just one song.
Yeah.
Purple Rain.
Oh, wow.
That's a great choice.
That is a great one.
I would have said any song by Daughtry.
Oh, no. There's plenty of notes I'd change on those.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We, when you were on American Idol, we were rooting for you all the way.
I was so PO'd. I was like, I was.
Was that the moment you broke up with American Idol?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I'm like, that's it. I'm done. Say it. Bye-bye. Yeah.
You're dead to me. Yeah.
Yep.
I think I got over it quicker than most.
Yes, you did. And who won? Actually, you did.
Yep. Right. Yep. I mean, when you think about it, it was all fine.
They did you a favor.
Talent always finds a way.
Yep. They did you a favor.
And it was nice that you got that exposure.
Look, I'm in Glasgow, Scotland, looking out my window, having a cappuccino. Life is good.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Our show producer's over there somewhere. If you see a name-looking guy with a beard, say hi to Phil.
It's like 99% of the population. So we had this post, and, you know, it goes nuts because everybody loves music. And Freebird came up a lot.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
You know, it's... I could probably get raked over the coals for this, but I'm not a fan.
Okay.
It's not a song that when people yell it out, I'm like, do people really want to hear that right now? They're like, do they really want to hear it, or they just want to hear themselves yell Freebird?
They want to annoy you.
You'll hear that at a Daughtry show, Freebird.
Oh my God. Yeah, all the time.
Do you ever start playing it just for a goof?
People do that at a Mozart concert.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know where to start.
They do it at a Yankee game.
I did it at a funeral.
Absolutely.
Bohemian Rhapsody came up a lot.
That's a great one. I think that's a masterpiece. Hmm. November Rain is also one I feel like could look at
Ruth. Look how proud she looks. Look at.
Okay, that was the song Ruth picked as a masterpiece.
Yep.
Oh, there you go.
She's doing the heart thing now with her hands.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, I'm giving you hearts back.
Look at that, two hearts.
Chris Daughtry's on, and you took on a masterpiece. I would say Separate Ways by Journey's a masterpiece now?
Yes, absolutely. At least it was until we touched it. I don't know.
I was going to say, it is now.
How does this happen? How do you decide to do a Journey song that everybody knows?
Well, we had been kind of kicking around the idea in the dressing room for a while. Like, oh, we got to do like a classic 80s cover, like something that's real synth heavy, but we can make it heavier. And we had talked about, it was kind of half joking, but half like serious. We're like, ooh, we should do Final Countdown. But then I was like, man, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to do that and not picture us all doing like some karate montage.
Yeah.
Or a microwave in the background, like a commercial.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I was watching Stranger Things with my wife on the last season, and there was this really epic scene, and it was like the finale where, you know, everybody was getting together to do the thing. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but Separate Ways was used in the background, and it was chopped up so cinematic, and I was like, oh, that's the song right there. And one thing led to another. We got in the studio, and my producer was like, hey, what do you think of doing this as a duet? And I'd never really thought of it that way before, and I kind of wrapped my head around it, and I was like, there's no other person I would want to do this with than Lizzie. And I called her up.
Lizzie Hale.
Hey, oh, wow.
Lizzie Hale, yeah. And we had been talking for years about doing something together, and we just never really found the right thing that clicked. And she was like, oh, my God, I love this song. It's my go-to karaoke song. Let's do it. And the rest is history. So,
what's the reaction been? I mean, I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah.
It has been far greater than we could have ever imagined.
Cool. That's
you
awesome.
Know, anytime you tackle a great like Steve Perry, you're subjecting yourself to get raked over the coals.
Yeah.
And, yep. Yeah.
It's a risk, but
Perry fans are hardcore too.
And
yeah. Yep.
And so I was definitely expecting some smack talk, but it's been just incredible, and I had no idea that it was going to do what it's doing on radio. So we're just kind of sitting back and enjoying the ride.
Do you talk to Steve Perry about this? Do your people reach out to his people? How does that work?
Any feedback from him at all?
I don't think Steve Perry knows who I am.
yeah,
I'll bet
does.
You you'd be surprised.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
I will say this. When we first posted it, Neil Schoen, he replied to the post saying, "Sound strong, guys." So we got his approval.
His cool. blessing. Yeah, cool.
Oh, that's good.
That works. So no lawsuit.
That's the closest we've gotten to Steve Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and something tells me they're not talking. So
right,
yeah, they're okay. Definitely not.
Yeah, that
talking.
Whole deal is a mess. Even him and Jonathan Cain aren't getting along, and they have to share a stage together. And wow. They brought Greg Raleigh back.
Yeah.
And I love the music. You know, look, it's a marriage, and
it
you know,
is.
It doesn't. Mommy and Daddy don't always get along.
Right. Who gets the best presents?
But they
though?
Left a yeah, just a great body of work.
Yeah, it's undeniable. But yeah, I can't imagine what that feels like to be on stage with people that you can't stand.
It's
so
tough.
I haven't experienced that before.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would want to keep going.
Right.
Well, you lean to the end of the stage every now and then.
Well, it's like, did you, Chris Daughtry's on the phone. Did you see that video of Aerosmith on stage and Joe Perry flicks his arm and knocks Steven Tyler off the stage? Did you see that video?
It took off me at the floor.
No, but I feel like I'm going to hell for laughing at that. But that's hilarious.
No, but that's the thing. These, you know, I mean, this is what happens.
You've been
you
know, for a long time.
You've been together for a long time. You're kind of stuck with each other.
Right.
You get mad. And
like, I'm just tired
there.
Of your ass. Boom.
And Steven Tyler's doing his, like, Steven Tyler weirdness in front of you. And it's just a little flick of the elbow, and off he goes.
it doesn't take much to launch Steven.
I can see Chaz doing that to AJ if there was a stage in here. Hey, where'd AJ go?
I pulled a bunch of clothespins off his face this week.
Oh, my God, that hurt so much.
I didn't mean to.
Oh,
I didn't
I
think it was going to be that painful.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just getting over it now, but thank you.
Chris Daughtry time. So when are you coming around here? When are you coming around Connecticut?
Yeah, what's up?
Well, I feel like we're going to be due at some point. Probably, if I had to guess, it would be closer to the end of the year or next year when we come out with something new.
What size places are you playing in the Northeast?
Well, that depends because, you know, usually we do Mohegan Sun, which is, you know.
Okay.
That's a great place.
That's perfect. Yeah.
That'll spoil you because it's not like that everywhere. But
yeah.
But we love playing that room. It's always a packed house. And, you know, those are the rooms that we aspire to be in always. But it's not always the case. But
right.
In Connecticut, up in the Northeast, we do some pretty good-sized rooms. So,
nice.
You know, big theaters, small arenas.
Well, Mohegan Sun, why don't you play Mohegan Sun the first or second week of December, and we do a live broadcast at Toy Drive, and you guys can be the featured artist and play on the air all morning and then go off that night and play Mohegan Sun. See what I'm doing here?
I mean,
yep.
I putting somebody on the spot.
He can see it.
No, but then we add all these songs,
right?
You know, like we become partners.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. That's it.
We raise.
I see what you're doing here.
I smell something cooking. Yeah.
Then we raise. You know, this toy drive. Every penny we get goes to these kids who, you know, really need it. Really need it. We have five organizations that
That's
help
awesome.
from all different angles, and it's a really good feeling right before the holidays to know that we're not forgetting those people who can use our help.
Right.
And it's music, and it's Absolutely. Love, and it's a live broadcast, and it's really, you'd be on stage looking around, and you said, wow, I'm really glad I did it, even though it sounded like a bad idea when that radio guy gave it to me.
I can't believe I fell for this.
Ruth, how did we get in touch with Chris? Cool. Do we have his people, or what is it?
We'll get in touch with his people.
Oh, okay.
We can work this out.
Okay, so all right, great. Okay. All right. Well, cool. We're going to be stalking you.
Right. That's us in the bushes outside. Don't worry about it.
I look forward to it.
And we're going to play this song, and we're linked up, and I just think everybody should download this and just go out and get it and
Absolutely.
Show their support for Chris, especially now that he's playing the toy drive.
Featured act and everything. Yeah. He's like, wait.
Staying at your house.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be nice.
That's but a hang up.
He's also going to dress up as Santa.
You heard Dave is a fan of Stephen Perry, Journey, and he loves this song. And this song is just, it's so cool to hear.
Good for Dave.
This would make my Christmas wish come true.
Right? Yeah. Right. A fresh take on a classic.
I'll cripple him for you if you want.
Song.
Right.
Separate Ways. Featuring Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm. Thank you so much for coming on, man. Real honor to have you, and we'll be stalking you.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate it.